Lowe's sabe que a todos nos gusta ahorrar, especialmente en esta temporada. Por eso escogimos deals buenísimos para Early Black Friday. Obtén gratis una herramienta selecta DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman al comprar una batería o un kit selecto. También tenemos árboles de Navidad preiluminados selectos desde $59.98, porque nunca es muy pronto para poner el arbolito. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Hasta agotar existencia, selección varía por lugar.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike, and you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike. Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What are we talking about today, Mike?
I think we're going to talk about a little bit of comfort things that we take on the trail that just make life on the trail a little bit like more comfortable, a little bit less harsh, more or less
yeah.
Bringing some of our glamping to the trail.
I know. That's probably the question that I get asked the most. Like when I talk to people about hiking, everybody's like, I don't know how you do it. Like I just need to be more comfortable than that. Or isn't that uncomfortable? And like, that's the general thought behind everything is like, oh, that's too much right. work and it's not going to be comfortable and yada, 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 you know, all that sort of stuff. But like, I honestly feel the way we do it, we are used to the finer things in life sometimes. And I think we both take, like, it's still work, right? Like, you're sweating and it's uncomfortable a lot of the time, but we take enough stuff with us that it's like, you know, it's not totally uncomfortable.
Right. And, I mean, if you pack your pack right and don't overpack it to weight-wise and everything, I don't find it to be all that uncomfortable. It just depends on the atmosphere. Like, is it too hot? Is it too humid? Like, yeah. Is it raining? All that kind of stuff. There's a lot that goes into it. As far as, like, what you can control, there are ways to make things more comfortable, pack less, pack different things, all sorts of stuff, you know, like, you know, we talked about in the what clothes to bring, like I found that different t-shirts work better for me because I sweat too much. So, so just different things that work for you to make things comfortable, even the hiking part or the actual work part of hiking, you can do things to make it a little bit more comfortable. So,
well, for sure. I mean, and we talked a little bit about, you know, in the backpack episode, not to get too much deep in the weeds on that, but like even having the right backpack, mm-hmm. right? Something that's comfortable to carry, although that's not specifically what we're talking about in this episode, but like, you know, the backpacks that we take, like make it comfortable because they've got the built-in, you know, back support and the padding and all that sort of stuff. Like that in itself makes it easier for the, you know, the long distance hiking that we're doing. It really does make a difference to have that frame and the back support and all that sort of stuff.
Well, and that we got measured and we bought the pack that's the right size for us too, that it's a well-fitting pack for our bodies. So but
then even on top of all that, like there's specific things that we take, maybe not on every trip, but, you know, depending on the trip that we're taking, that bring a little bit of luxury to the experience.
bring luxury to the outdoors.
Oh, exactly. So I thought maybe we could run down some of that today and just give people a few ideas of, you know, A, if you don't know that it's out there, you don't know that you can take it. So maybe just give some people some ideas of what we take to make it more comfortable, make it more luxurious, make it so that it's a nice, relaxing time outdoors with some of these comforts that we like to bring with us. So do you want to just start?
I mean,
I think you and I both kind of made a list for this episode. So do you want to start, like, pick a thing and let's talk
about it? Yeah, so one of the things that I like, the first thing I like to do when we get to camp and you finally get your pack off and you get to relax a little bit, one of the things I keep in my tent pack or very close to the bottom of my pack where I've got a zipper on along the bottom there is I keep we started off with taking flip-flops or slides, some kind of a sandal. That was really comfortable, really nice. but we, you had a great idea, and it's one of the first things I like to do is just get out of my boots and put on something comfortable on my feet. And we started taking water socks, with a hard sole, not the water socks that are just the mesh all the way around. Like, this has got a rubber sole on the bottom, so you're still not hurting your feet on the rocks and the sticks and all that stuff on the ground. But those roll up real nice with your tent or around just somewhere in your pack. They're really lightweight, so they don't add a lot of weight to get that little bit of comfort. And then right when you get done hiking, you can get your boots off. So
that's the thing. We learned that real quick, right? Like, I think it was one of the first things we kind of thought about. It's like, okay, you're hiking all day in these boots.
Right.
And even as comfortable as my hiking boots are, which, like, I really do like my hiking boots, but you've been in them all day, your feet are sweaty. We knew right off the bat, like, we are going to want a different, some type of footwear to put on when we get to camp. Like you said, we started out packing flip-flops or slides or sandals or whatever you want to call them.
And they're light enough weight.
Just something to let your feet breathe. Right, something lightweight, whatever. Since then, we have evolved to doing the water shoes or water socks or whatever you call them. Maybe I read that somewhere. Maybe I saw that on the internet. Maybe I came up with it on my own. Who knows where it came from?
You probably saw a TikTok.
We are not the only people that do this. I've seen other people do this since we started doing it.
Right.
There's also, like, camping slippers you can get. Like, there's all sorts of footwear that you can get to do what this accomplishes. But, man, after you've been in them boots all day, it is real nice to
get out of them, but to still have some sort of shoe. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And you and I, it's like, let's be honest, we've said before, you and I are not going the most miles out of anybody.
Right.
You know, but regardless, it's still nice to get your feet out, let them breathe a little bit, let them dry out, let them air out, and get something comfortable on your feet. It makes such a huge difference. It's such a relaxing way to be comfortable when you get to camp. And then you've still got something on your feet, right? Yeah. Like, you're not walking around barefoot getting completely disgusting. Right.
Now, for those that, if you don't take a hammer or anything like that to pound in stakes and you just rely on using your boot to put your stakes in the ground, I would advise doing that first before you put your water socks or slippers on, because they're not they're not going to have the same sole. And but other than that, you've got a little bit of comfort on your feet. So, like I said, you can just get out of your boots and let your feet breathe for a little bit. Let your socks dry. Let your boots dry. All that kind of stuff. So, what's another thing? What's something you like to take?
So the top thing that I have on my list, and we, full disclosure, we do not take this every time we go, but on some of our shorter trips, we will take a packable folding camping chair.
Yep.
So the ones that we have, there are much lighter versions than the ones that we have. Full disclosure, we got cheap ones that we take.
I think they were a gift.
Yep. They were a gift, and I have never upgraded since. But when you get to camp and you're in the backcountry, there's not always a good place to sit when you get to camp.
Right.
And I don't know about you, Mike, but I like to sit when I get there. So you can sit on a log, you can sit on the ground. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But if you want to upgrade your experience a little bit, we will, depending on the length of the trip and how much room we've got on our packs and how much weight we're taking already, we've got these collapsible little camp chairs that we take. There are a myriad of options out there.
Yeah.
Fitting almost any budget. I mean, you could spend hundreds of dollars on these if you wanted to. Ours are not hundreds of dollars, but they accomplish the same thing. Gets you up off the ground, gives you a little bit of a backrest, lets you relax a little bit and comfort.
Well, and they come in really handy when you're not staying at a designated campsite, like in a federal or state campground or anything like that, that's designated as a backcountry site or anything. Cause a lot of those will have a picnic table or somebody has rolled logs there to put as a bench around the fire pit, things of that nature. If you, like we mentioned in our travel plans for this coming fall, we have a night where we are going to have to disperse camp and just set up a site somewhere where there's probably not going to be a place to sit.
Exactly.
So if we find a log or whatever, and it happens to be by a place we can do a fire and all that, then great. But otherwise, that's it. We'll have to discuss whether we're going to take the chairs for that trip. I don't know.
But that's the thing with sitting on a log, even like a log, more comfortable than the ground, right, for sure.
Yeah, you're up. You got some place to put your feet. And, yep.
Yeah, right. But I mean, these little camp chairs that we take, you can like lounge in it, right? Yeah. Like you can lean back, you can stretch out a little bit. You know, it's not a lazy boy.
Well, right. It's not the nicest camp chair you could get. It's not like one of the zero gravities and, you know, like all that kind of stuff. But
when you've been on the trail all day and you're getting to camp and you want to sit down for a minute, they're a pretty nice option. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you can get super light ones. The ones that we have, I think, are like 3 pounds packed up, which all things considered is pretty heavy for a backpacking chair. But like I said, when we're going on a trip that doesn't, maybe my pack's not full to begin with, because maybe we're only going for a day or two or whatever, it is to have a chair at the end of the day is pretty nice. And we have used them, and I have been thankful to have them.
Well, because, I guess even if you do have because we took them, excuse me, we took them on the trip where we stayed at a federal campground, and like we weren't sure what to expect, but we had a picnic table. But still, sitting at a picnic table, you don't have the backrest. You can't really lounge. Yep. And if you do turn around and lounge, all you have for a backrest is the corner of the top of the table. So, you know, that gets uncomfortable pretty quick too. So just like you said, having a chair with a full backrest that you can just kind of put your feet out and just, I think we just we lounged back and put our feet on the picnic table.
We did. And I do know that they make same sort of concept. They make little tripod stool.
Yeah, I've seen those.
That are like super lightweight.
Yeah.
Pack up really small. And I think that would be a nice option too. Like even, you know, maybe where you set up camp in the backcountry.
Yeah.
Maybe there is no log where you're at. Maybe there's, you know, whatever. So like even one of those stools.
That might be something to look into for August, which is nice.
But I think the stools could come in handy even if you didn't go with the full chair. So that's an option too.
Right. So to move along from that, one thing that we do that I ended up getting as a gift, and I thought I lost it a year ago, and so I ended up buying more, but is a seat cushion. It's an inflatable seat cushion. It takes a couple of breaths to blow it up. So for the longer trips where we don't want to take a 3 pound chair with us, this thing folds up real smaller than a camp pillow and it just blows up. It's maybe an inch thick once it's fully inflated, but it just takes the pressure off your butt when you're sitting on a log or sitting on the ground or something. It just takes that extra little, gives you that extra cushion. So you're just not just right on the hard wood. So
I'll be honest. I made fun of you when you first got that.
You did.
I thought it was. I'm like, come on, this is dumb. Like, what are you? What are you doing? But
then you tried.
I have eaten my words. I have tried it. It is so nice to have that inflatable cushion to sit on. I mean, whether you're sitting on the ground, whether you're sitting on a log, or even if you're sitting on a picnic table,
right.
To have that little bit of cushion to sit on, I take it back.
Yeah, okay.
I made fun of you. Okay. I thought it was dumb. My mistake. Okay. It is so nice to have. And in fact, Mike was nice enough to buy me one when he thought he lost his, and he bought himself a new one. He even bought me one. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I have not gotten to use it in the real world yet.
Right.
I really thought those were dumb. Yeah. Totally being honest, thought they were dumb. Turns out,
yep,
super nice.
It's kind of just, like I said, it's not necessary. It does add weight. I mean, but we're talking ounces.
Ounces. Like, yeah.
Super lightweight, and I want to say it was like $15, maybe 20.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not...
To the point where you thought you lost it and went out and bought a new one.
Right. And then I knew as soon as I bought the new one and I'd go through my pack, I'd find it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I found it, but it was just... Whatever. Now I have two. I've got a backup.
Yeah.
So
yeah, just a little inflatable butt mm-hmm. cushion.
Yep.
Really does make a world of difference when you're sitting on a bunch of hard stuff.
Right. Yeah. And I mean,
super comfy.
Yeah. I mean, if we the couple trips that I thought I lost it, and it turns out it was in my pack, I just had buried it and didn't do a great job of going through my pack after one of our trips. So I was a little stressed out about that one, and I was really upset, but I got it back and I'm good. So we're all happy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What do you?
So to piggyback on that, which you kind of mentioned it already, but I'm gonna mention it like officially. Camp pillow.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that is for sure a luxury, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
You could easily do backpacking without a camp pillow, but to have these little inflatable pillows mm-hmm. to rest your head on at night.
Yep.
Call me fancy or whatever.
Well,
it's nice to have a real pillow.
We got used to it because the first camp sleep pad we got, and again, if you're new and just this is your first one, Sean and I started at the same time, had to buy gear at the same time, and we're researching it all together, so we have a lot of the same gear and have gone through the same gear. So our first camp pad was one I found on Amazon that was had a little foot pump on it, and it was on the pillow, but it had a pillow built into it and all that stuff. So it was like, I thought this was going to be the best thing ever. Turns out not. The pump's in the way and it broke. But But regardless, like, we started out with a sleeping pad that had a pillow, so it just became, I didn't even think about not taking a pillow. Like, that was just something I was going to take, so.
Well, I mean, you could do the standard, right? Like, you could roll up a sweatshirt or roll up a t-shirt or roll up some clothes and use that as a pillow. And I'm sure people do, or I'm sure people can go sans pillow altogether.
Yeah.
But having a pillow at night, for me.
I sleep so much better with a pillow.
I sleep so much better.
I mean, you're not sleeping great to begin with, but, like, I sleep so much better.
Yeah. I sleep so much better.
To the point
and
where...
And they have the separate pillow. Like, I'm a side sleeper, and I like to have my arm underneath the pillow. Same. And these are little tiny travel pillows, whatever. They're not huge like you have at home. But to still be able to kind of get your arm up like you're sleeping at home and get it... To have the pillow separate from the sleep pad, 100% that's the way I recommend going.
Yeah.
Like, that's for sure the right way to do it.
Agreed. I agree. Like, the sleep pad that we have now came with a pillow, but it's separate from the sleep pad. And it comes with a thing where you can either wrap it around the sleep pad so it doesn't move off of your sleep pad, or you can choose not to do that so you can have it just free moving and everything. I always strap mine because I still put my arm underneath it, but I know that it'll end up somewhere in my tent. So,
I don't strap mine.
No.
I like to be able to move it.
So I always strap mine around. But the one thing that I did too is piggyback on the pillow thing is recently, and this is for a different vacation primarily, but I bought a pillowcase for my pillow. Some of us might drool a little bit in our sleep and don't always have the forethought before our next trip to really clean our inflatable pillow. So I bought a pillowcase that you can stuff an inflatable pillow in, or if you don't take or you lose it or your inflatable pillow like springs a leak or whatever, you can stuff a down coat, like one of your puffy coats, or you can stuff a sweatshirt into that. and it's still a pillowcase type thing, and it'll shape kind of like a pillow. So I bought that.
Yeah, I'm anxious for you to try that, because I'm anxious to get your feedback on whether it's as nice as it sounds.
Cause right.
I have not went out and bought one of those yet.
Right.
I am intrigued for your review of that when we finally test it in the real world.
So, like I said, that was for a different vacation, for a different purpose. Ended up not even using it on that vacation, but I had it in the back of my mind that I would also use it in the backcountry. So, it wasn't a waste of money, because I will still get use out of it. So, I'll keep you posted on how I like that. Another thing, I guess, to piggyback on all this inflatable stuff is something that I also recently purchased, is a portable pump. It's not necessarily a comfort thing, but it does save you from having to manually blow up your air mattress, or your pillow, or your seat cushion if you can't take two breaths for a seat cushion. But I bought it again for a different vacation, and just again in the back of my mind was I can take this in the backcountry. It does have a light on it as well, so if in an emergency, I do have it as a spare light as also. So
yeah. I'm not on that train. That stop skipped me. I don't feel like I need it. Good for you, and if you know if the listener wants to get one, by all means, get one. It is an extra comfort thing, you know.
Mine is super lightweight. It's. I mean, I'll say the brand. We're not sponsored or anything, but it's a Flextail brand. It's not the greatest brand. They're a good company. I've done my research on them with, they make a lot of outdoorsy type products, a lot of different types of pumps, size pumps. This is the Flextail. I think it's the mini. It's just this tiny little thing. And a guy that I follow on the YouTubes, he takes a pump, and it's a much more expensive pump. But he's sponsored and all that kind of stuff and gets paid to do what he does. But it was just something that I had been thinking about, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to get it, because realistically for the vacation I'm talking about, my wife wanted to take a bunch of a couple pool inflatables, and I'm not going to blow those up by hand, and I'm not taking a big pump. So I bought this little thing, and it worked great for those things. So I'm super excited to try them on the backcountry stuff. So,
yeah. And I mean, I get, you know, cause you and we look at this hiking stuff. So I get the ads on Google and Facebook and all the things, you know, for them. And I've looked at them, and I did consider it for a hot minute. So I get the appeal, and I'm sure for some people it's very nice. I don't personally feel the need to get it. I've been fairly impressed that the sleeping pad that we have, the sleeping pillow, the butt seat really doesn't take as much breath as you would think it would. So I don't feel the need to get one, but I can see there being a market for them. I can see that being something people would want to take. So I'm not saying no, and it's dumb. It's just I don't feel the need personally to get one.
Right. Well, unrealistically, like our sleeping pads. Well, I got a new sleeping pad, so I'm eager to try that. Also, we need to book a trip. I got a new sleeping pad, so I want to try that, and I don't know how many breaths it's going to take. So, the old one, I mean, maybe a dozen, 15.
Yeah.
If that, I mean, it wasn't bad, but it's not like you were getting lightheaded doing it, but I don't know. I'm intrigued to see that, you know, I've got some new equipment that I really want to use. So we've got all of our glamping booked. We just got to book our not so glamping.
Yeah. So yeah, for sure. And then I guess to piggyback on that, I mean, since we're on kind of the electronics or whatever.
I know where you're going on this one.
Do you? Okay. So one thing that Mike and I do take, and this is going to be a little bit of a controversial one, I think.
We did mention it before in another episode, too.
We did mention it in another episode. I'm going to mention it here. We take a portable speaker, a little Bluetooth portable speaker, battery powered.
Yep.
And I know that that's a little bit controversial, because there's all the things that we talked about in like the trail etiquette episode about portable speakers. But Mike and I are consciously we are cognizant of not letting it get too loud.
Right.
So, you know, we're very conscious if there's people nearby. Like, we don't use it on the trail all day. We kind of wait till we get to camp to use it.
Right.
But it is a nice little thing, like, as you're sitting around at the end of the day, to have a little bit of music going. So,
right.
We take it. We're mindful of our surroundings. We don't try to get obnoxious with it. I don't have it turned up to full volume or anything like that.
Right. If we're the only ones around, I still don't turn it up all the way, because like we mentioned in the trail etiquette, like, you still want you don't want to scare the nature away. You do want to hear some of the nature. Now, if it scares some bears away, that's fine. But like,
right.
If there's a deer or if there's, you know, chipmunks or whatever, I don't want to scare them away. Like, they're in their habitat. We're intruding on them. So,
right.
I don't want to scare, you know, like I said, I don't want to scare anything away and be nasty like that. We might turn it up a little bit louder than we would if we were had, you know, four sites right next to us or whatever. But
yeah.
Unless, you know, we've had the experience where we were kind of close together when we had some music going and the other people liked it, so they said turn it up, but that's fine. Yeah. That's fine, too. You go with what your neighbors are liking, so.
Yeah. But, you know, like at the end of the day, we've said before, sometimes you run out of things to talk to each other about. Or
yep.
We know there are people that do solo hiking. You know, if you're out there by yourself, you know, a little bit of music at the end of the day, not so bad.
Or, you know, you download a podcast or something. You and I listen to a lot of the same podcasts, too. So we could sit there and listen to a podcast or something, too. And then that's just a voice. That's not a bunch of racket, you know. So, the speakers, I personally like it. They aren't, you know, the ones we have especially are not the lightest thing in the world. So that's where, you know, do your own thing and take it if you want to add the extra weight. I think mine is like a couple of pounds. Like, it's not the lightest thing in the world. So, but we don't take one each. Like, you take that and like, I'll take something else for us, you know, type of thing.
Right. So we usually talk before we go out, like, all right, who's bringing the speaker this time? Who's bringing what? Yeah.
So to piggyback on that, when you're enjoying some tunes and some music, we also mentioned in another episode, we like to bring a little bit of booze.
That we do. That is that was right off the bat one of the things that we
figured out how
made
we could
sure
do.
There was room in the pack for. And that for sure fits in line with creature comforts a little bit of comfort or, you know.
Definitely not necessary for most hikers. It's necessary for
not
us.
Not necessary. For sure something that we figured out how to do. And there are lots of ways. We had a whole different episode about this. So you can for sure listen to all the ways that we figured out what to take and how to take it. But yeah, I mean, I think easily fits into this category.
Oh yeah.
Of, you know, a little bit of luxury on the trail. We don't drink while we're on the trail. We wait until we're to camp.
And we might take a little snort or a sip when we get to camp as a celebratory sip, but then we make sure we get camp set up and everything before we get into it too hard.
And in all fairness, we may have, you know, taken a nip before setting off on a multi-day, like a little cheers.
Yeah, but who's not?
That's what I'm saying, you know. But yeah, I think that easily fits into this category. Yeah, we got a whole episode about that, and go listen to that one if that's something that you're into learning more about how to do or how we went about doing that. But yeah, for sure, that fits into this category. The other thing, I mean, it kind of food and drink related that we take, that I think is worth mentioning.
Yep.
Is we do take, a portable camp stove, right?
Yep.
There are many ways to do backpacking without needing a camp stove.
Yep.
Right. You could do cold food the entire time and not need a portable camp stove, but sometimes it's nice to have a hot meal. It just is. And so we take a portable camp stove as a way of having a nice hot meal when you get to camp. Like, that is nice, a luxury to do that. There are a variety of brands and styles that you could get. The one that we have, you said before, I think it's Coleman, right?
The Coleman Peak One, I believe, is what ours is.
There's many different varieties.
This is one of the... Coleman, in my opinion, has been a trusted brand for camping for a long time. I've had a lot of Coleman gear in the past. I know there's a lot more expensive options out there, and there's some less expensive options out there. This was just one. It was recommended to me, to, like, make sure you get a Jetboil. Make sure you get a Jetboil. They're the best thing on the market. Well, the Coleman was about half the price of the Jetboil, and it does the same thing, in my opinion. It starts a fire. And it sets a pot.
Full disclosure, I have never used a Jetboil.
Well, yeah.
Brand. I've never used a Jetboil brand one.
Fair.
This one seems to do the same thing. I don't know.
Right. Well, we did run it faster. We ran into the guy last year that had a Jetboil, but he didn't have the Jetboil burner.
Right.
He had the whole Jetboil pack. And we asked him how he liked that, and he's not saying anything against Jetboil or whatever. We would take sponsorship.
For sure. Jetboil, if you want to send us and show us how much better yours is versus the Coleman one, by all means, send one right over.
But we can try that. He got the whole pack that had like the camps, the cookware, the pot, like it was all in one type of a thing. And we asked him how he liked it, and he said it was too much. Ours packs up separately. Like the little stove packs up separately. The gas canisters pack up separately. You've got the little cookware and all that stuff that packs up separately. So you can move it around in your pack differently to make it fit.
Yeah.
Where this was all one thing that kind of clasped together.
Yeah.
And it's about the size of a sleeping bag at the time you put it all together. So he was like, he wouldn't buy it again. But in theory, it's great. It's all right there. But, you know.
So we take a little cook stove for hot meals. And I know it's kind of your turn to go, but I want to
Let me just say something else. It is a fail-safe, in my opinion, too, that we take a camp stove. If anything happens to our water filter, you can boil water. So that's a fail-safe.
That's a good point.
It's a fail-safe for us. That's the way I take it, too. So
it's like a twofer. Yeah. But on top of that, and I guess related to water even.
I know where you're going on this one.
One of the things that we take.
What's that? I said I know where you're going again. It's fine.
Okay, so one of the things that we take, and this is for sure a luxury, but this is like an easy luxury to take.
Yeah.
We take instant coffee.
Yep.
So now, I am sure there are people listening that do not drink coffee in their daily lives. I drink coffee every morning.
Right.
So when I am out on the trail, when I wake up in the morning, I want a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Like it's part of my morning routine. I want that cup of coffee. I want that little bit of caffeine.
Especially on these colder days where like you wake up, it's 50 degrees outside. You didn't want to put the pants back. You didn't even want to get out of the sleeping bag.
100%.
All that kind of stuff. So to get out and do all that and then just knowing that, okay, I get to go make coffee.
Right.
So
we have been out there those mornings where it's like, it is so cold out. I mean, we're not going in the winter so far.
So far. But, I want to.
You know, we've gone late enough in the fall or early enough in the spring where, you know, it's chilly outside.
It gets chilly. It takes hours to warm up. Yeah.
A hot cup of coffee. Real nice. Mm-hmm. It is a luxury. You do not need to do it. But for the less than an ounce. I mean,
they're just in the little packets. It's pre-mixed for you. So you just put that in the cup, pour your water in there, and then if you want to use your spoon, you can stir it up or whatever. I was afraid that I was going to get coffee grounds in my mouth the first time we did it because I didn't think coffee grounds really dissolve because they don't in your coffee maker at home. So, like,
so well, but it's instant coffee we're taking. It's not coffee grounds. We're not taking a coffee press. It's instant coffee.
Right.
It's a little bit of heaven when you get up in the morning and you can have a cup of coffee.
They sell it at every, you know, we're in the Midwest that we have Meijer, but if you have Publix or wherever you're at, whatever grocery store, they probably, oh, it's going to be clever and I can't even think of the.
I mean, for crying out loud, I think Starbucks sells instant coffee, don't they?
Well, that's where we get ours because I have a manager hookup.
Well, there you go. I mean, most people have a Starbucks. Even if you didn't have it at the.
Yeah.
But yeah, any of your grocery stores. I mean, Folgers has had instant coffee for years and years and years. Well, and
if you're not a coffee drinker, I mean, a tea bag weighs nothing, too. If you like tea, you could have your morning tea or whatever too.
You probably could. Or I'm not a tea drinker, but yeah, for sure that'd be an option.
If you don't like the whiskey at night, then you could bring your bedtime, your sleepy time tea.
There you go.
So
absolutely,
you got options.
Just make sure you pack your tea bag out with you.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, don't put it in the fire. Don't do any of that nonsense. Make sure you put that. We have our pack in pack out episode. Go listen to that. We'll preach to you about that. We always somehow come back to it. Very passionate about pack in pack out.
I pack in pack out is a big deal. I really think if you're going to get into this, get into the practice of packing in and packing out.
I have one more thing that I take that you don't take. That I want to mention because then I'm out of my list of things we take and I've got things that are just kind of, you can take, but I take a solar lantern.
Yes, for sure.
I was going to segue into that after the alcohol because, sometimes if you imbibe a little bit too much, instead of wearing a headlamp or using a flashlight in your tent, my lantern has a little handle. I put a carabiner on it. My tent has a little hook at the top. So I've just got overhead light in my tent, and it's amazing. You can turn it into a flashlight, so when you got to pee, like you can unzip and just turn it on and angle it wherever you need to angle it, and you can go pee. Has different settings, all that kind of stuff. And I clip it to the outside of my pack while we're hiking, so all day long it's getting the sun to recharge it. We're in the woods, so it's not really in the sun, but it's out in the light. So it's charging somewhat, but I've never had it run out.
Right.
So I do not take
one, but I have for sure used yours.
Yeah, and my old one broke. Like, it still works fine. It's just the handle broke on it. So I bought a new one, and that's another new piece of gear. It collapses down even more. It's like maybe a quarter of an inch thick, and then it like turns into a little pyramid thing, fully open. So I'm really excited to try that one on the next trip too, and see how that works out. Seems bright enough. Seems like it'll do the trick. The downside of having a lantern hanging in your tent is that you forget about it when you wake up and you sit up and you hit your head on it.
Not the end of the world.
Not the end of the world, but every fucking morning. I haven't learned yet. I have not learned yet. So, I was gonna do that one along with the booze because you know, you don't want to be rifling through your tent after you've been drinking with just a flashlight. Yeah. But yeah,
no, I mean, like I said, I don't personally take one, but realistically, I also have never gone on one of these backpacking trips without you, and I know you always take one, so I don't feel the need to get one. But it is nice because we do sit up around a fire sometimes sit up past dark. And it is nice to have a little alternative to a headlamp to just give some light, some ambient light around the entire campsite.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's an official campsite or a makeshift campsite, but like it's nice to have a little bit of light. So if you need to walk away for a minute for whatever
you can still go
take a leak. Yeah. You gotta whatever. You gotta go get a snack out of your pack or whatever. You got a little bit of light. The nice thing about your little LED one, and I know you got a new one, so we'll have to see how the new one is. But it's not overly bright. Like, it's right. light enough that it casts some light, but it's not like a beacon in the woods, right. you know?
It's not like your stream lights or your old lights or anything like that. It's not yep. like lighting up a stadium. It's
it, for sure.
It, but yeah, I really enjoy it. I will say, like, you've used it. You haven't used it in your tent, and just having that overhead mm-hmm. light, because I don't know, I have a process when I go to bed, so I like my overhead light.
Okay,
I get
we'll
all,
just
I,
leave that at that.
I get all my shit ready for the next day. I don't know why. I don't do that at home, but I just like put stuff. I'm like, okay, this is here in case I need this. This is here. Yep. This is tomorrow's clothes. Like I don't know. I have a process, and the overhead light really works for that.
That's okay. Yeah, I have a process. Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
So,
The only other thing that I have on this, I don't really even know if it fits, but I have it on this list, is the jackets that we take.
I didn't even, yeah, I didn't think about the jackets being a comfort thing, but yeah.
Yeah, we have these, like, again, not a sponsor, but I think they're 32 Degrees yep. is the brand name of them.
Yep.
They're these, like, compressible jackets. They're, like, fake down.
I was going to say, I think they're a down alternative or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and they pack up real small. They're super lightweight, especially if you are going in the spring or in the fall or if wherever you're at has, like, a wild swing in temperature throughout mm-hmm. the day. You know, maybe it's nice and hot during the day, but at night maybe it's getting a little bit cooler. These little packable jackets that you can get that weigh hardly nothing.
Yeah.
Pack down in a little cinch sack and take up barely any space. It's nice to have that something that you can wrap around you to stay warm in the evening if you want to stay up for a little bit, you know, but you're afraid of getting cold.
Right.
It's a way that you don't got to take a bunch of extra bulk with you for like a hooded sweatshirt or something right. like that. These pack up really nice. It's a great way, you know, you can make it, use it as a lap blanket if you just need something across your lap to hold in the heat.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if it really exactly fits into this category, but I had that on my list as a creature comfort.
I didn't think about it being that. I mean, definitely for the colder comfort or colder temperatures, it's more of a necessity than a comfort thing, but
yeah.
They are, like, especially the brand we have, like, I want to say, they're super inexpensive. I think they were, like, $15-$20. Again, like,
yeah.
super cheap, and they pack down, like, I haven't found anything from that brand. Again, not a sponsor. 32 Degrees, if you're listening.
Not a sponsor yet.
yet. but, They make a quality product, but they don't charge a ton of money for it, and
yeah.
that's what I love. That's what their thing is, and this jacket, I was just like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna try it. Like, hoodies are heavy, you know. You want to take a hoodie or any other kind of jacket, they're super super heavy, and so packing that, it's doable,
right?
But if you want to save the weight, then save the space, because hoodies take up space too.
That's the thing. I love me a hooded sweatshirt. Like right. I live in hooded sweatshirts, but a hooded sweatshirt, there's bulk,
right?
There's weight. These jackets that we have, and I'm sure there's a bunch of other brands out there too. Sure. I'm sure 32 Degrees is not the only.
Well, one. Well, I'm sure North Face and Marmot and like all that. Like, right. I'm sure they all in Patagonia. They probably have them, all have them.
Yeah. I would think so. But yeah. these, you know, for the budget conscious user out there, I
absolutely
really did find these ones were inexpensive and very nice.
Very functional.
The way it packs up and scrunches down was really the selling point for me. Right. You bought one before I ever had one.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh yeah, I'm getting one of those. Like yeah. that's a great idea.
Well, and I've worn it.
And it is nice to snuggle up around a fire when you're in a cool night.
Yeah.
Get the little jacket on, and
it keeps you warm enough in 50 degrees. Again, not a sponsor, but I've also worn it in like the teens and like 20 degrees, and it does the trick. Like, so yeah. I don't know. Like, I need to stop talking about it because I'll talk about it all day. I've gotten rid of most of my other coats because that's the one I wear now. I'm going to buy more of those coats because that's the one I wear now.
Super nice. Yeah.
So,
that's the end of the things that I had on my list.
It's what the things we take
on your list.
Well, we talked before we pressed record that, we don't take one. I don't see the need to take one. You're out in the backcountry. We all know you're going to stink. The trip's going to end. You can go take your shower then. But some people like to take a collapsible camp shower that'll hang in the tree. You use the sun to heat the water and like all that kind of crap. That's one that I'm not on board with. If that's you and you need to do that, I'm not yucking your yum. But like,
Here's my take on that. Because we did talk about it before we pressed record. And then I kind of took it off my list. But here's the thing. You and I are not doing a six-month end-to-end Appalachian Trail trip.
True.
You and I are not doing the entire North Country Trail end-to-end.
True.
Maybe if you were out that long, I could see it being a thing. We're only going for 4 days. I can stink for 4 days.
But even then, though... And this is my opinion, and I have never done one of these trips. I've seen a walk in the woods. but I'm assuming, though, that, like, if you are doing the Appalachian Trail end-to-end, you can't pack enough food. You can't pack enough clothes. You are going to stop in a town. You're going to get a room for a night because you got to do some laundry. You got to get a hot meal. You got to restock, all that kind of crap. So you're going to get a hot shower.
And my other thing with the shower is, at least the way you and I do things, we're not in one spot long enough to let the bag warm up, right? Like, normally those bags, they're a black bag, they're going to heat up in the sun. We're not at camp when the sun is going to be out, so it's not going to heat up. So then at that point, what's the difference between just grabbing some water out of the river and washing yourself? Or you and I have jumped into Lake Superior, hot and sweaty one day. It's like, all right, let's go jump in the lake and cool off and rinse off and all that sort of stuff. I mean, there are other options besides taking a shower to clean yourself. I'm not saying don't do it. Like, if that's something that you want, go ahead and do it. I just feel like there's different ways to accomplish the same thing.
Right. Well, I mean, and I've gotten to the point where I just know I'm going to stink. I know I'm going to sweat. I don't even take deodorant on the trail anymore. I started taking deodorant on the trail. I don't anymore just because it's really not doing anything.
Right.
It's just a waste. So, I mean, I used to take dude wipes. I used to take, like, this whole thing. Like, I'm just not doing that anymore because... Again, there's no
point. Why waste the space?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think it's worth mentioning the shower. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fit into the type of hiking that you and I do.
Right. But if
it fits into the type of hiking that you do, go ahead. Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
We've met people that they go and they'll hike to a campsite and they sit at that campsite for 3 or 4 days and they do day hikes.
For sure.
If that's then that might make more sense because that can heat up. It takes, I don't know how long it takes for those things to heat up, right? And if you know, but that would make sense. If you set up camp and you stay for a few days, then absolutely. Maybe take a portable shower, do whatever you want to do. I mean, realistically, do whatever you want to do anyway, as long as you're following the trail etiquette and packing in, packing out, following the rules, all that kind of stuff. You do you has been theme.
Yeah, ongoing theme throughout all of our episodes. You do you, do your own research.
Right. Trekking poles.
There you go. You fit it in. I was back and forth on whether to bring that one up. I think it's fine to mention.
Yeah, it's fine. That's everything on my list. Do you have anything that you don't take that's on yours?
No, that's everything that I have on mine. So I guess, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about anything we've mentioned on this episode, you can always reach us by email at seanmikehike@gmail.com.
We're on all the major socials at Sean Mike Hike. Wherever you are listening to this, please rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us get the word about the podcast out there.
Yep.
And if you that's have, all I got.
If you have any hookups with any of these companies we have mentioned or companies we should mention, send them our way. We are accepting sponsorships.
Or how about this? If you have any pieces of luxury that you take that True. We haven't yeah. mentioned because we haven't thought about, I am all ears. I like to be comfortable out on the trail. So if right. there's something that you take that we didn't think to take and it's like, oh, you guys should take this, please let me know.
Oh, because absolutely.
That's the type of backpacker I am. I want to be comfortable.
I want all your secrets to be comfortable. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
I guess go take a hike, yeah, Mike.
Go take a hike. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
We'll see you guys in a couple weeks. All right.